Your reaction to tonight's game here at Seaview, David?
Hugely, hugely disappointing. Our first half performance cost us the game tonight. The way we started the game, the way we went about the game, cost us at least something out of the game tonight. So, I say you can't begrudge going in 2-0 down. We were probably fortunate, probably to only go in 2-0 down. But we asked for a reaction in the second half, and we got a little bit of a reaction. But so you lose the game the first half of the performance.
When we got it back to 2-1, you must have thought the equaliser was coming.
I was a little bit critical of the supporters. The supporters tonight were magnificent, and I'd like to thank every single one of them. The ones that stayed at the end, clapped the team off. For me, we lost the game of football, but the supporters' reaction tonight, we had a go in the second half. We didn't do enough. We didn't do enough in and around 68 yards out. And say when that happens, say you're going to lose a game of football. But thank you to the supporters tonight. I thought they were magnificent, and hopefully they turn up again Saturday and support like they always do.
And I mean, after Saturday we have 6 away games in a row, so that's the sort of away support we're going to need to get us through a tricky, really set of fixtures.
I firmly believe, and I've said it, I put it on record, that we have the biggest crowd, the best crowd, and when they're on song, normally we are on song. So we expect that again, and say I'm hugely disappointed. I'm disappointed for the supporters tonight, because I know midweek games can be difficult coming down to your rivals, getting here, traffic, people leaving work. So I'm hugely disappointed, not only for the players and the staff who again, but you know, mainly the supporters tonight.
As disappointed as you were with the first half, it still took 2 wonder strikes to beat Roy, didn't it?
It did again, but the 2 goals were preventable. Obviously Chris slipped in the first one, we couldn't get tight enough to stop the shot, and the second one, our defence, which has been a strong point for a number of months, you know, weren't as solid and weren't as structured and weren't as strong tonight, and again that's why we conceded 2 goals.
But you must have been pleased with the reaction. You know, we put on positive subs, Mark Stafford was up front as a striker, you know. We went for it, and
you know, the Linfield people expect that, you know, and us as staff, you expect to have a right go. And then we fell short and we lost to, I feel, the better team probably tonight.
And you'll be looking for the same sort of reaction on Saturday as you got in the second half tonight.
Absolutely, and if the players turn up with the attitude, as I said before, it's about our reaction, it's about how we respond to disappointment. And I say it is a huge disappointment, but the good thing is for us and the players that there's 32 games left. It's not 4 or 5 games to go in the season. We have a lot of time to regroup and respond, and I expect that starting on Saturday.
And that's the key message, it's the end of a long unbeaten run, but we now have to go and start another one.
Yeah, absolutely, and say it's disappointing to lose a run, but somewhere along the line teams lose games, and say it's about how you react and respond, and we'll look to do that on Saturday.
Disappointed, and I look forward to the response on Saturday, David.
Yeah, certainly hope so. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, David.